Yo, dude, we got to talk about Ethan and his craziness. Don't you think he's been a dick over the past few months? I know we troll the hell out of him, but the dude went from being cool to being an asshole in the span of a few months. Don't you think?
Yeah. I agree. I don't know what's been up with him lately. I think he's been stoned way more than I have. And I mean, that's saying a lot, considering I prefer to get high. But I think he does it way too much. And not only does it lead to his anger, but he doesn't pay attention half of the time. Hence why we call him a dumbass. You know what's funny to me? He calls us followers, but he tries to get some of the same shit that we got. You know, talk about being irony and a hypocrite. Another thing, while we're on the topic of that, he doesn't even need to buy big stuff when it comes to computers. He could always start out small.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying the whole time. Bruh. My first real personal laptop is the one that I have now, which is my Dell machine. He could have started with that, or an M1 mat. Or, I said, you know, you could have gotten the Windows Surface. But he kept saying, I don't want a Surface laptop. I'm sure you probably remember that statement when we were on Team Talk and he was saying that. But then I said, there's no reason to go all big for no reason. And you don't even know what you're going to use this stuff for. That's another thing that Creighton and I have been talking about when calling him out on his shit.
Ha ha ha, that's funny. But you know, I think it's funny when we troll him so much. It's almost comparing him to Alex Krier because of how much he rages. If I remember correctly, there was one time you were on my server and you were comparing him to Alex, and he said, don't you ever compare me to Alex Krier. I am not Alex. You see, Ethan has become him in some extent. While Alex is cool and he's smart, he's a whiny bitch. Ethan, on the other hand, has become dumb and whiny. He knows that we troll him for the fun of it. Like I said, Alex is a cool bruddy, but there's some shit that he does that is uncalled for, like playing stupid white noise at the loudest volume. It's like he forgets that we are all wearing headphones. Either that, or he's doing that on purpose.
I know there was no dude for him to do that. I honestly think that's the reason why he does it. He knows that we all have headphones on when we're on Team Talk, so he uses it to his advantage. Back on Ethan's case, remember when I said that I got the Olympus DM720? Ethan was like, you know, I want something like that. But he didn't even research on the recorder at all, and just straight out wanted it. Not to mention, he doesn't have a computer, meaning that there's no way he's going to get these recordings off of there. And unless he gets himself a computer, he's not going to be able to do what we do.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if he wants to eventually get the Zoom HR1 or any other Zoom recorders, he'll definitely need that. And in addition, a SD card. But he gets all pissed off when we tell him the truth when it comes to stuff he needs to do all this stuff. Do you want to know another thing? It's funny that he calls us childish sometimes, especially you. But he'll sit and watch South Park most of the day.
I know. And it's more of a reason to keep calling him a hypocrite for some of that stuff that he says. Not to mention, he thinks he knows more about electrician stuff when he doesn't have a clue. He lied about watching the WWDC keynote. He said that Dylan needed to go to Penitentiary Center just because he was Asian, which was the worst thing, considering that he's not even a fucking teenager yet. But oh no. You better not expose him, or else he will get his lawyer up on you, and you'll be sorry.
Oh yeah, I still remember that shit. Then when you sent that recording to the group, it triggered this long fight between you and Ethan, and it all went south. Not to mention, you were banned from the Dragon's Cave Mastodon instance when you put that out there, which I'm still surprised that you did that.
Damn it. Don't remind me of that shit. I had to go all out and see what other instances I would be interested in. Aside from that, I thought it would have been good audio drama. Not only that, but they had to know about Ethan's character and who he is. That recording definitely shows at all. Bruh. I remember when I sent that audio to the group chat, and he tried to be the tough one. Trying to get his lawyer over there to do something about it. He ain't gonna do shit, because first of all, he's in a different state. And second, he's a pussy. He needs to be in a mental institution.
He definitely really needs to do something. But, bruh, it was so funny, especially at first. But I do wonder sometimes, like, what is going on with him these days? It's like, you know, the same thing you were asking earlier. Then again, I'm surprised I haven't banned him from my server. Though it doesn't matter anymore since it was hacked. And I've been just so lazy and haven't felt like putting it back online yet. If I make this server account based, his ass definitely won't be getting an account on there.
I wouldn't blame you there, considering what he has done. Not only that, but remember a couple weeks ago, he restricted access to add files to our folder that he made?
Oh yeah, you texted me telling me that. Then I said, go bitch at him then.
Then, after you said that, I asked him on our group chat, and then this is where it went into an argument. He was telling me that it was his folder, which obviously I understood. I was like, dude, I know it's your folder, but what led you to do that? Were you tired of us, or something? Was the folder getting too big that you didn't want anyone else adding files anymore? All he said was to go kick some rocks after that. And then I said, just for that, I'm giving you a DDoS attack on your ass. Then you responded saying that I wasn't going to do anything to him. And then he says, all I got to do is show that text where you threatened to attack my internet provider and you can go straight to jail. But as we know, he ain't going to do shit. As for the theory that he doesn't want more files uploaded to the folder randomosity, I think that isn't true. He seems to be adding stuff there quite often, even some AI-generated songs that he has done.
Really? I'll have to check that folder out. I haven't been on there since Ethan pissed me off by doing that.
But that's not the worst yet. Recently, I tried to move stuff from Randomosity to my external hard drive and other storage providers, but I couldn't do it. You know why? It's because Ethan fucking changed the permissions again on iCloud Drive. So now we can't even copy what is in that folder. I can understand if you wanted to change this permission to view only where we couldn't put any files in there, but really? Now, how in the fuck can I back up some or all of the folder? I mean, going low as 2, limiting the ability to copy files over, come on. I mean, I'm not going to be able to copy the entire folder one by one because I ain't got that kind of computer capacity to download all the files from the folder. As of right now, Randomosity has risen to 300 gigabytes from all the files that we have put on there over the past few months. And even before Ethan gave me the link to the iCloud Drive shared folder, and I joined, and everybody else. Since it was just you and Ethan in the beginning that used that folder.
Oh my god, he did that too? What a dumbass then. That means I can't even back up what is in that folder now, thanks to his dumbass and what he did. So, how have you been able to copy and back stuff up from the folder then since she has done this?
Well, The only way I can do that is by uploading bits and pieces to places like Google Drive and my MediaFire account. Other than that, it won't work. Hell, I even tried to share a file to Mastodon with the Mona client, but it wouldn't let me share it because of Ethan's shit. So, if you want to upload something from the folder, you'll just have to go to your browser and upload what you want from there. I've been uploading a couple of my TikTok videos that I've saved that other people have made, and I copied my ChatGPT stories folder into Google Drive. I was going to try to put Ethan's ChatGPT stories on there, but I think he deleted that folder like a pussy.
Really? You mean he deleted that folder where he had all of his ChatGPT stories? He's crazy then. Because at least he had some interesting stuff on that one. And now I can't even read them anymore. Fuck.
That's right. Yesterday I was browsing the folder, and I noticed that Ethan's ChatGPT stories was missing. So I know he had to be the one who had done that. Unless he didn't like them anymore. I don't know why he just randomly took it off there. Oh yeah, and one last thing. I think it's funny as fuck. He admitted to all of us that he was gay. It's one thing if we tell someone that, but it's something else when he even admits it.
You know, I agree with that. At least he had some kind of balls to admit that he was gay. Some folks would try to keep that a secret. But knowing Ethan all this time, it's pretty obvious that he is.
But that still doesn't excuse the fact that he has become angrier, aggressive, and everything you could think of that could describe him as a whole. I remember when recently he just moved to a different Mastodon instance, and I thought he got banned from the Dragon's Cave or something, but he migrated to a different instance. Anyway, bro, I'm about to go on Dice World. Do you want to play Bruh? Then we both can try to whip his ass in Farkle.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's go play. I'm sure you know this, but I'm not that great at playing Dice World yet, as I started a while back.
That's all right. The more you keep playing games on dice, then you'll know how they work. I've already got my Dice World app open. I've already invited him to play.
All right, bro. I already got the app open, and I'm now doing the same. Let's do this shit.